This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We're live in the O'Reilly Auto Parts studios on the bench on CBS Sports Radio. I'm Pharrell along with Carver High and Mafia. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices. Every 855-212-4CBS. Romero just blew that game for the Nationals. They were down 5-0, came back, tied at 5-5, and walk-off for the D-backs, bottom of the ninth, 6-5. Drury with the winner. So I was just telling Carver High how much I love it here in the break. And you know what he told me? Carver High said, yeah, but you can't race a great white shark. I thought that was weird because I just told him how much I love doing the show here. And he's like, yeah, but you can't race a great white shark. And I was like, what does that have to do with anything? He's like, I don't know what matters more, Phelps racing a great white or Connor fighting Floyd. Who's got a better chance? I think Phelps has a better chance than Connor.
No, that's one that Connor actually wins.
So Connor's going to outrace a great white?
I'm saying that there's a better chance of Connor beating Mayweather than there is Phelps beating that stupid shark in a race.
When is the shark race?
Who knows?
I just saw it in the other room. It's coming up. I just saw an interview with him on
Sunday,
Nightline.
Apparently.
It's Sunday?
Yeah.
That's why I saw an interview with him with Nightline. Where is the race? Is it in, like, the ocean or in a... It has to
be, right?
Some
body of water.
Are they bringing a shark? Are they flying a shark into the swimming pool?
It's a fix. Come on.
No, it's not.
Probably a mechanical shark. They're going to control it with like one of those remote
controls. Jaws?
Yeah, it's just going to, it's a joke.
They're going to bring Jaws out of retirement?
Racing a shark.
You don't want to watch that?
There is 0.0% chance of me watching that stupid shark race on Sunday. Zero.
Mafia, will you watch the shark race?
Absolutely not. I've never watched a second of Shark Week. I don't care.
I want to watch. I hate both of you. Forever. Oh, this is that Aaron Judge Hummer. Yes, has finally got around to showing it, their production.
You. Forever.
It landed in the second to last row in the stadium.
They claim it's only 440 feet. I think they're wrong on that one.
That is unbelievable. That is the second row from the top. They're going to start testing him, too, soon, believe me. They're going to say he's juicing, too, with his 31 home runs. He leads Stanton. Do you think, and Chris Davis is 27, Springer 27, do you think that Judge will hit more home runs than Stanton? Or do you think Stanton will get hot in the second half and hit a bunch of home runs? Mafia, who hits more home runs, Stanton or Judge?
I'll go with Judge.
You're going to go with Judge. There you go. Tanaka for the Bombers on Saturday. God, Ray Knight. Jesus. I'm watching him. He's on in D.C., I guess, on the Nats broadcast. Isn't that who that is? I think it is. He looks old. And then again, I do, too, come to think of it. By the way, Mafia, my birthday, Carver High's birthday is next Friday night, and mine's Saturday. This is my last week of being 51. I'm screwed.
Is there much difference between 51 and 52?
Yeah, I get older. Secondly, did you know we're also on his birthday, we're on The Fan next week in New York?
Wonderful.
And the following week, we're on The Fan.
No better birthday gift than being on your
hometown,
right?
Well, we're on in New York, and we're on everywhere else for that matter, all over North America on stations near you and coming to a theater near you soon. We're going to be on everywhere out of New York next Friday night and the following Friday. Carver High, is that a great birthday present for you next week? Is that we'll be on WFA. Ooh.
It's very exciting. I can't wait.
And what about the following Friday on August 4th when we're on WFA? Ooh.
My old home.
Are you excited?
Sure.
Yeah, you look excited.
I am.
Did you see Ray Knight? Did you walk over here and look how old he looks? Is that not... Does
he got
he,
it on.
Does he not look old?
Yeah.
Jesus. Did you even know he did their broadcast, like, post-game show?
I knew he did something for the Nationals.
Really? There you go. It's all very exciting. So anyway, we've been talking about Kyrie Irving wanting out of Cleveland. And bottom line is, everybody thinks they have the answer. The Cavaliers promoting Kobe Altman to the team's GM gig is imminent. He served as Cavs assistant GM under David Griffin. And our boy Mitch Lawrence says, don't be surprised if the Spurs land Kyrie in a trade. They're in the mix. All LeBron wants to do is win, but his nonstop demands for the ball and constant bitching in practice can wear people out. Take a guess who. Kyrie, he wore out, right? So the possible destinations are the Spurs, the Knicks, the Heat, and the T-Wolves. Obviously, why would he want to go there? Because they got Towns, Butler, and Wiggins. Why would he want to go to Miami? There's no income tax statewide. It's beautiful there. And it's a popular destination. Spoelstra's the coach. With Kyrie, they probably wouldn't be an immediate contender. But with guys like Whiteside and Winslow and Dragic, I don't know. They'd probably have to take Dragic and Winslow to get him, wouldn't they? Wouldn't they have to make a trade like that? How are they going to get him in Miami? They got to give him somebody. Probably, I guarantee they demand Dragic. Winslow tore his labrum in January. But Deion Waiters, Kyrie, and Whiteside, I think it'd be interesting. But I want him, obviously, if, you know, if we're going to go for it here, the Knicks, get him for Melo. I don't care what anybody says. That's a fair deal if you ask me. And wouldn't it be crazy, though, if they what if they actually did swap Love for Melo? Because they were going to do that, right? And then it ends up being instead Kyrie for Melo. They couldn't get the Love deal done. If you package Irving with, like, Shumpert, bring him back to New York. JR, he was a New York guy. Channing Frye or Richard Jefferson, a two-for-one trade for Anthony Works. I don't want Richard Jefferson. He's done. He's finished. Yeah. I don't care if he's listening either right now in Cleveland. You're finished. So I don't want him either. I don't care.
One of those, well, they'll bring him in and buy him out.
Whatever. Multi-team deal to New York. That's, I mean, I don't, what's so complicated? Put Kyrie on that team with Porzingis. I want to watch it. That's all I know. He's from here, right? He's from West Orange. Bring him back to New York. Let's go. You can't tell me he doesn't want to go home. Don't they all eventually? Do you think he ends up with the Knicks at all?
I think right now that makes the most sense. Although the only other team that I saw that might, you know, be a good trade, it's not one of the ones on his list, but Cleveland can get a bunch of young talent and he can go play with some good players is Phoenix. I mean, they're loaded right now with young guys. That'd be, I think, a great fit for him to go play there with Booker, but I don't know if he'd want to go there. I mean, he doesn't even have a trade, no trade. So, I mean, he has to go wherever they send him, I think. So, that'd be a great fit for him. I mean, some people are throwing out, like, Philly or some of these over Boston. I just don't see anything happening.
Oh, God, everybody's going to Boston. They're going to have every player in the league.
I mean, the only one I really see happening is in New York.
Shut
if you want to go to San Antonio, you want to be the first, you know, the number one guy, then going to San Antonio isn't doing that for you because then you're going to go play with Kawhi. And Kawhi's, you know, LeBron a couple years younger. So there's no point in doing that. I think the Knicks have a great opportunity because they want Melo in Cleveland, and LeBron wants Melo. Here's the best way to do it. You don't want to give up Love? Well, now you give up Kyrie instead.
He said this about playing with LeBron. Having just a tremendously great player like that come to your team, and you see yourself being one of those great players eventually, and then he ends up joining it, and now you have almost to take a step back and observe. Finding the balance is one of the toughest things to do because you have so much belief and confidence in yourself. Selfishly, I always wanted to show everyone in the whole entire world exactly who I was every single time about playing with James. It says over time, I guess, he's just, it's been gnawing at him that he's the second choice, the second guy. He's just not the number one guy, so... When you get to that level of trust, you allow someone to come into your friendship that extends well off of the court, and you understand how great this era can be if we are selfless to the point when and where we don't think about anything else except for the greatness of our team and what we can accomplish. This is him talking about playing with him. It's unbelievable. Like, so bottom line is he's full of Shaq. He's been lying the whole time. He's just been lying.
And like we said, it's ridiculous that all while – play second Philly, you take more shots than him. And when they did win the title, whose three was it that put him up? It was his. I mean, he's been there for big shots all the time. It's not like LeBron hogs the ball all the time and never gives it up. He takes more shots. He gets more opportunities. He's just as big a part of it. If Kevin Love said, okay, I'm not getting enough opportunities, I went out of here, I can understand that. But Kyrie, it doesn't make sense. And to say, oh, well, I need to be the face. I want to show what I could do. Like, he's getting hidden in Cleveland. Aren't some of the best players in the history of the game guys who have played with other great players? Hasn't diminished their career at all. Do you know John Stockton, even though he played with Malone? Do you know Pippen, even though he played with Jordan? Do you know, Clyde, even though he played with Hakeem? I mean, look at the first years of Magic's. You know, he's playing with Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, one of the greatest players ever as well. It didn't diminish his career. So to have to go to another team because you want to be the focal point is ridiculous. You know where you're going to be now? You're going to be AI. A scoring point guard who doesn't want a damn thing.
They said that he wants to – the bottom line is that he doesn't want to be left behind when LeBron leaves. That's another thing. He just – he thinks he's going to be left behind and that LeBron bolts and then the team sucks and then he's playing on a sucky team. That's what he doesn't want. So
– I don't blame him for that.
I really don't either. And now what do you think of the John Wall deal? $170 million extension – keeps him in Washington through 2023. He's the second player in NBA history to average at least 25 points and 10 dimes while playing at least 10 games in a single playoff season. The other was Westbrook. He's one of the best in the league. 20 and 10 last season. Westbrook, Harden, and Wall all did it. Wall 23 and 10. Harden 29 and 11. Westbrook 31 and 10. So, I mean, that deal's enormous. I saw it. It's even bigger, right, than what they're saying, $170 million. Doesn't it average out to like $228 million? Isn't that what I saw before?
It's a lot of money.
It includes a fourth-year option and a 15% trade kicker. So he has 2 years and $37 million left on his current deal. So... Beal just signed a 5-year deal worth $128 million last offseason. Didn't he at one point turn down an offer, like a 4-year offer, like a month ago, 3 weeks ago, something like that? Wall has 2 years and $37 million left on his current deal. So, yeah, that's it. You add the $37 million to the $170, there you go, right? He's got, I mean, this guy's making fat money. He's explosive as hell. I don't care what anybody says. He's a great player. They got to love him in D.C., that's for sure. 855-212-4CBS.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
So 855-212-4CBS. Our network website is CBSSportsRadio.com. Our homepage is OnTheBenchCBS.com. We stream the network on there always. Also streaming on Radio.com. Also streaming on the CBS Sports app on your smartphone. Download it for free. You're going to love it. And then we're also on Apple Music. Search CBS Sports Radio. By the way, we podcast the show. It goes out every night on Twitter at On the Bench CBS and at Scott Farrell. Also on the Facebook.com/Farrell on the Bench and on that onthebenchcbs.com. Don't forget to get the I Am Scott Farrell app, the I Am Scott Farrell app in the App Store for free. I got your weekend killer baseball snags going. Cards, St. Louis at Wrigley, Houston, Baltimore, Milwaukee and Philadelphia, Oakland at City, Washington, Arizona. Arizona just walked off. Boston and Anaheim, they won the first game. On the road there. Price tomorrow. Pittsburgh's won six in a row. They're in Rado. Toronto, Cleveland. Cleveland blew them out tonight. Get the best picks for every game all weekend long at PharrellOnTheBench.com. We got top shelf daily fantasy lineups as well every single day. Get those. Make money. Absolutely no one touches us when it comes to boxing and MMA. You got UFC on Fox on Saturday night in Strong Island. Playa! The best results, the best price in the business, PharrellOnTheBench.com sets the standard. Don't forget, pro and college football right around the corner doing push-ups. Sign up today like everybody else at PharrellOnTheBench.com. So I was noticing, remember before we were talking about the Gold Cup is Saturday and Sunday, the semis? The U.S. game is Saturday night. Wow, I just saw Pence just drop a ball in right field that just cost them the game. Unbelievable. He had it, too, and he bobbled it and dropped it. Now it's 8-6 San Diego. He had it. Oh, the humanity. Their season's been such a disaster. I got to see this play again. He tracked down his ball, had it in his glove, and then dropped it. Oh, God, the humanity had it. He had the snow cone going. Made a great play and somehow dropped it. He thought he had it but lost it. His concentration was great, too. He bobbled it back to his right hand and still dropped it and then had to chase it to the wall. So you were talking about those Gold Cup semis, right? But did you notice the games tomorrow? I know you're going to tell me they don't matter, but, like, Bayern Munich and AC Milan, Juventus and Barcelona, those are great games. PSG and Tottenham, then Arsenal and Chelsea. Those, I mean, Saturday's just a bevy of games.
Yeah, I know, the International Champions Cup stuff, but it's...
just nothing gets you excited
fluff for me.
You're just not a nice person.
It's just fluff for me. Listen, I think it's cool because those teams don't normally play over here in the States. You know, like last night, the Man U and Man City game down in Houston. You know, that's cool. They're here in the States. People don't normally get to see them. You're just not getting the same quality of product. You're basically just going to watch... the guys run around in the jersey. That's it.
So what about and then Sunday, Real Madrid plays Man U. And then I know you don't care about that either. Tell me this then. Will Neymar go to PSG or will he stay at Barcelona?
It sounds like they want him to stay, obviously. I hope he leaves. I just want all the good players to leave Real Madrid and Barcelona. I'm so sick of them every single year. Dominating in the Champions League. So, but I can't stand PSG also. But that's like the worst place he could go if he was going to leave.
Why?
Barcelona. I just don't like PSG.
They're another snobby bunch.
Yeah, I'm not a fan at all. So it is what it is. It's fun if you I've been to one of them a couple years ago. I went. It's cool, but you're getting a half effort out there, or you're getting guys that normally aren't going to play for the team. So, you know, it is what it is. We're getting close. I mean, the real stuff starts again in less than a month. So, Premier League opens on August 12th. So,
Huddersfield Town,
Huddersfield and Crystal Palace opening day. Get ready.
Get ready, huh? All right. So the Open Championship, I got it on again. I've watched it all day. They just air it all day on the Golf Channel.
It just
won't stop.
I watched Spieth on the back nine today. That was all that I caught. So I watched the end of it.
So what do you think? Like, as we go and we head into...
I thought the best part about today was we finally got that weather that you always talk about that you love seeing at the Open. I mean,
that's great.
It was rainy. It was windy. It was everything you wanted.
So, you know, here he is with a two-shot lead over Cooch. Poulter and Koepka are three back. Richie Ramsey is four back. Rory's five back. What do you think happens on Saturday at the Open?
I think that Spieth's going to win the whole thing.
Do you think Rory will catch up and make the final pairing for Sunday?
No.
No.
I think he'll play well tomorrow, but I don't think he'll be in the final
Do you
pairing,
think it'll be Koepka or Cooch in the final pairing?
I think it'll be Ian Poulter.
Oh, so Spieth against Poulter.
I think that'll be the final pairing.
Hadn't people written off Ian Poulter this year that he was, like, didn't matter anymore?
Finished, yes. He's not finished this week.
So you give no chance to guys like Bubba, who's six back?
No chance.
No chance. Matsuyama, six back.
Matsuyama, I mean, six is tough. But you know what? At the Open, anything can happen.
What about Zach Johnson shot a 66, 400? Can he do it again?
The problem is he shoots a 60. He's still so far back.
He's seven back.
Yeah, I don't see it.
So you've already given up on him.
Seven back and going into Saturday is tough.
And the defending champ, Henrik Stenson, he got his house robbed. It threw his game off.
He's having a rough weekend as it is. So.
Had his house robbed. It's thrown him off. His whole game is in tatters now because of all this.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
All right, it's time to answer the Ask the Pros question of the day, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Tonight's question is from Hank in Louisville, Kentucky. Hank writes, Pharrell, so of all the teams that aren't in first place in baseball, which one's got the best shot to make it to the World Series? So I looked at the list, and it's and he also had another question. Cubs, Diamondbacks, Mariners, Rays, Rockies, Royals, Twins, and Yankees. So I'm going to guess, how do you like these, Carver High? Cubs, Royals, and Yankees. Of all those that aren't in first that have a shot at the World Series. Cubs, Diamondbacks, Mariners, Rays, Rockies, Royals, Twins, Yankees.
I think there's only one that has a shot at the World Series. Cubs.
Cubs. Also, Hank writes, Pharrell, I was disappointed in not only the Bellator event at Madison Square Garden, I was disappointed in the UFC 213 Vegas shows. Why do you think they were so bad? I don't know. Do you think they were bad, Mafia? All right, here's the deal. Bellator allegedly is somewhere in the neighborhood of 90 to 130,000 pay-per-view buys, which is too broad of a number, like 90 to 130. Which is it? Let's say, what have I picked, the middle? But those numbers are bad. That's all they are. And the Spike people said they're pleased with everything from Bellator, and that's the record gate, record domestic attendance, strong numbers for 180, the two-hour prelims on Spike, and great exposure for the brand and great momentum as we plan our next pay-per-view. But nobody bought it, so that's a nice spin they put on it. And then the UFC 213, Whitaker Romero, because Nunez and, she pulled out of the Shevchenko fight, right? So that ruined that card in Vegas, and then no one bought it. 125,000 pay-per-view buys, which is basically somewhere in the neighborhood of the Bellator buys. So they both were flops in terms of, you know, they put so many pay-per-views out there and people are sick and tired of paying for it. Trust me, they'll do anything to get it. Steal it, go to a bar, anything. Didn't have to pay for it. People are sick and tired of shelling out the money for bunk cards. That's all there is to it.
Right, let's be honest. People weren't going to buy that card even if it was Nunez versus Shevchenko. I mean, that's going to be the same pay-per-view numbers. It was probably better with that title fight headlining instead of the girls' title fight. So it is what it is. I mean, it's not just MMA either. I mean, look at the fact that Ward Kovalev, you know, the second one, their pay-per-view numbers came in low too. They were like 130 when they were 160, you know, the first time around. So the numbers are going down overall in pay-per-view. People get tired of it.
Can we send Hank in Louisville, Kentucky, a case of absolutely nothing?
You get nothing.
You can submit a question by going to CBSSportsRadio.com/AskThePros or tweet it at CBS Sports Radio with the hashtag AskThePros. Summer's heat can cause your battery fluids to evaporate. Get your battery tested for free. If your battery needs to be replaced, the Pro Parts people are going to help you find the battery you need. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices. Every day. So O.J. placed in protective custody one day after his parole hearing. Now they're worried somebody's going to try to kill him. His standing invitation to Canton stands. He can go to the Hall of Fame inductions. His bust is still there at the Hall of Fame. Canelo Alvarez, training in San Diego in advance of the fight against Gennady Golovkin, Triple G. He does road work 6 to 6:30. Breakfast, light meal after 1 p.m., heading to the gym, training in the gym from 2 to 5, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Exercise, mitts, rope, sparring on Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday. Boom. I'm a fighter who is a counterpuncher. Golovkin's style is a come-forward style. So I think both styles will lead to a great fight. My style, the style that I have, is superior to his style. Oscar De La Hoya says Conor McGregor has, quote, no chance, end quote, to beat Floyd Mayweather.
Like, why is he still talking about this fight? Doesn't he have a huge fight to promote a couple weeks after that?
Yeah.
Like, talk about the guys in your fight. Talk about Triple G and Canelo. Why you got to keep talking about the fight that you have nothing to do with? You're not going to get people off of it.
So now McGregor opened as a 950 underdog. Now he's plus 375. Money's a minus 550 favorite. So everybody's betting on McGregor, everybody. Bettors can get McGregor at plus 450 if they think he'll win by knockout, or plus 1,000 if they think he can outlast Mayweather via a decision. Jeez, you bet on him just for fun if he gets a decision. Plus 1,000. Money is minus 140 to win by knockout. He hasn't done that since 2011 against Victor Ortiz, and that was a cheap shot. The sportsbooks are saying one thing is for sure, we need Mayweather to win. A McGregor KO, as he promised, would be a disaster for the books and is partly the reason we're given a great price on Mayweather at the moment. They think that there's a good chance the betting for the fight will outpace the Super Bowl after the fighter's international press tour. We knew it was going to be big, potentially even bigger than the Super Bowl, but now we are almost certain it'll be bigger than the Super Bowl. Can you believe that? Let's go to Chuck in Knoxville. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Pharrell. How are you doing?
What's up, Chuck?
It's been a couple weeks since I've been able to tune in, so I may be way behind on this one, but what is your opinion of this Mayweather fight?
I just think that he's just flat out better, hands down, no questions asked, in the boxing ring than anyone. So he's better than Conor McGregor, and Conor McGregor is the ultimate BSer, and he's selling his wares to anyone and everyone that'll listen. He's got a massive millions throng of fans that love him and that adore everything he says. They follow his word like Jesus, and they're buying into the fact that he's selling them that he's going to win and knock him out, and that he's going to kick his ass like he does everybody else. The problem is he doesn't kick everyone's ass. He's kicked a few people's asses, and the rest of the fights in his brilliant career have been against a bunch of hacks. He's fought like three good fighters in the UFC. That's it. And so I think he's one of the great hustlers of our time. I've been listening to this guy BS people for the last 3 or 4 years. I think he's a really good UFC fighter for sure. I think he's done really well there against ho-hum competition. I'm just not sold on the early Max Holloway, early years, or the Eddie Alvarez everybody else says is so awesome, or Nate Diaz, who I also think's a bum. So I just, you know, I think he's a really good UFC fighter. He's not in the league of Floyd Mayweather when it comes to boxing, and I'm one of those people. So if he beats him, God bless him. I could care less. I don't care if he beats him. If he shocks the world and knocks him out, it'll be the craziest thing I probably have ever seen in my life, because I've been to 30 Floyd Mayweather fights, and he's never come close to losing once. I mean, not even close. He kills everyone. And flat out on the scorecard, it's just not even worth waiting around after his fights. Ask Mafia for the decision. The first thing I do when the fight ends is run to the gates to get out, because I already know the decision. I can watch a fight now after going to 70 title fights and tell you who wins. So except in, you know, lately in boxing, with as many fixed fights as there's been, like the Horn fight, with Pacquiao, you can't trust boxing, so I won't be surprised at all if they fix the Mayweather fight. I won't be surprised at all if Conor McGregor wins. Now, I don't trust boxing as far as you could spit. I think the people that run boxing are a bunch of thieves and liars. How's that sum it up for you? So, Mafia, UFC on Fox, Saturday night, Strong Island. Are you going?
Yeah, I'll be in the house. Pretty good card for sure.
Weidman and Gastelum, who wins that?
You know what? I hate to pick against Weidman. I loved him for so long, but you know, I know it's in his hometown right down the block from where he grew up. But, I mean, he's just lost a bunch of fights in a row right now. Gastelum looks good, and now they moved up in weight. I'm going to go with Calvin.
Isn't our boy Jimmy Rivera, that's one of our boys over at Tiger.
Yeah, Jimmy Rivera's fine as Thomas Almeida. It's a tough fight. I mean, both those guys are up and coming in that division. Rivera, you know, just had his stock skyrocket after he beat Uriah Faber. But, I mean, it's going to be a tough fight for him. I mean, he's a heavy favorite, but I'm surprised.
So, two title fights added to UFC 215 in Edmonton. Mighty Mouse against Taz Max. Who's that?
Ray Borg, I believe.
And then isn't Nunez going to fight Shevchenko there?
Yeah, Shevchenko, the rescheduled fight. Yes, it's going to happen as well. It's going to be the co-main event, a.k.a. second fiddle.
Do you think Nunez, what will be her excuse this time?
She won't have a chance to make an excuse, otherwise she'll get stripped.
Broner angry at the media. He's blaming the media because he said, Pharrell, the press, they're all against me. I'm going to Pharrell Mikey up. Nothing personal. I can't tell the future, but I will be victorious, end quote. The problem fights against Mikey Garcia, 36-0, 30 knockouts. Broner's 33-2, 24 knockouts. I won't deny Broner can fight. I can't stand this guy. Hopkins thinks Broner should beat Garcia if his mind is clear. When is that guy's mind clear? The only time he's out of prison? Who's this manager that from Real Madrid saying that Ronaldo won't leave Madrid this summer?
Zidane?
Yeah. July 21st, 1987, 30 years ago, when I got out of college, Guns N' Roses released their debut Appetite for Destruction album. 18 times it went platinum. And then you said last night you listened to the show from the Apollo in New York, and it was a disaster.
It didn't sound good at all. Nothing like when we saw him at MetLife last year. It was a big difference.
Well, you think he's just run his course on his tour?
I think they've played so many shows in the last 15 months. I think he needs to go back in the bunker for like 6 to 12 months and get right. I know they're doing, and they're lined up here. They got shows for the next 5 months booked, and I think Axl just needs to go back in the bunker for a little bit and recharge the batteries, because what I heard last night was not pretty.
So they played it again, and you thought it sucked.
I thought he sounded terrible. And I'm a card-carrying, I love Guns N' Roses. We talked about this last year. I waited my whole life to see him, and it was worth it all going both nights last year. But what I heard I wasn't there. I heard it. It sounded bad last night.
We'll be at the D in Las Vegas August 28th through September 1st doing 5 live shows at the View Bar, second floor at the D on Fremont Street, the D Casino Hotel, my home away from home. Can't wait. We'll be there for that first weekend right on the Mayweather fight. We'll do the show Thursday and Friday from the MGM. Then we'll go to the D starting Saturday. Monday, the 28th, we start doing the shows. That weekend, Saturday and Sunday, before we start the show Monday, they're having their big national fantasy draft for fantasy football teams all over the country flying in to have their drafts. 35 a person to get in, luxury suite for up to 14 people. Draft kit, TVs, cocktails, food, Gold Spike, American Coney Island, and Nacho Daddy all in on a huge bash. Call the D sales department at 702-388-2200 or email them at sales@thed.com. That's sales@thed.com or call them 702-388-2200, 388-2200 with a 702 area code, and tell them you went in on the fantasy draft weekend at the D. And then stick around and see Pharrell on the Bench live all week on the 28th through September 1st. That weekend right there, the 2nd, 3rd, 4th, that's Labor Day weekend. The first weekend of college football starts on that week on Thursday. So Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, we'll be there for that. Friday's the 1st, Saturday's the 2nd. We're going to stay Saturday all day to watch football and then red-eye back. We're going to be in Vegas for upwards of 10 or 11 days. It's going to be insane. Christian and Zone, about the time I got to raise your late profile to Arizona.
What's up, Scotty? I had a question about the Diamondbacks. Do you think that they can contend for a championship this year, considering they have the fourth best record and the ace in Greinke and maybe the most underrated superstar in Paul Goldschmidt? And I'll listen after.
Well, I mean, they got JD this week. Nice move. They needed him. They had been slumping a little bit. They want to get back on their feet. Big walk-off win tonight. Drury comes through in the clutch. Going to be a huge series against Washington this weekend for them. They want to take advantage of that, win those games when they're playing in their building. So we'll see how they hold up. But they have not played well over the last, I don't know, month, give or take. So it's now or never for them to wake up and smell the coffee and get back into it or lose it all and go in the drain. So we'll see how they do. Big win for them tonight, though, for sure. All right, enjoy the Open Championship this weekend. Snapchat, Pharrell on Bench. New one is up. There'll be a weekend edition when you least expect it. Get the I Am Scott Pharrell app. Tons of baseball. Go to PharrellOnABench.com for snags. We'll even have Gold Cup snags on there. UFC on Fox snags on there. Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll see you Monday night at 10. For Carver High and Mafia, I'm Uncle Futrelli saying, so long, everybody.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.